Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
Hey, good morning to you. 909 on KDXU. It is the first Tuesday of the month, and that means Her Highness, the majestic Marianne Hamilton, is here. Hi, Marianne. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. It's wonderful to be here. I don't know about majestic.
Well, Miss Senior Universe is pretty majestic.
Well, former, yeah.
And you got a trophy. You're like the best bad girl out there.
Well, bad girl in my age group. Best old bad girl, yeah. For sure.
Marianne just ran the cops and robbers. She was a robber.
I was a robber.
I wasn't there. I was actually up in Salt Lake. But did you get cuffed and stuff like that? Like, did they eventually get you at the finish line, or how did that work?
By the time I got there, Andy, the cops were just kind of like, "It's hot.
You're good. Whatever.
Yeah, you're whatever. You're fine.
As long as it's not a violent crime, we're going to let you go."
Exactly. They looked at me and smiled. It was fine. it was a wonderful, wonderful race. And this year I did the 10K as opposed to the 5K. So
ooh,
it
nice.
Was it was
so
pretty toasty.
6.2 miles.
Yeah. And as always, you know, the city of St. George put on an amazing event, and the local law enforcement folks were out in droves, and they just made it so fun. I mean, it's just such a wonderful way to see the community interacting with law enforcement in a really positive way.
Did you break out into a run, or were you speed walking?
No, I was race walking the whole way. Yeah. And okay. So that's, you know, kind of a moral victory to finish ahead of people who are actually running.
Yeah, well,
when you're walking.
If they're like me, they run for a little while, and then they walk for a while.
And then by the 6.2 miles in the hot sun, they're like, okay, I'm done. But it was super fun. And really, really have to have, you know, hats off to the law enforcement folks for participating and supporting it.
It's an interesting, you know, St. George has become, you know, Southern Utah, Washington County has become this mecca for runners and, and people that love trails and love outdoors and love doing stuff like that. And so to have these kind of events to kind of mix it up a little bit, because you could just be, okay, we're going to have a race every Saturday. It would get old after a while unless you did some different kind of things. And I like that. What a novel concept, kind of a fun idea.
Yeah, especially for kids. They get to see the police and the first responders in a really positive way, as opposed to, oh, those are scary people, you know. So it's just really, really a healthy, happy, fun day. Unfortunately, by the time I made it across the finish line, the donuts were gone.
What?
Oh, yeah.
All that work and no donuts.
No donuts. Oh, my gosh. But they did give me in my prize packet a coupon for pink box donuts, so, which I brought to you, actually.
Yes. And I'm going to, I'll try to resist. I'm trying to back off the donuts.
Well, you can buy them for your grandkids or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to, you know, I did my own marathon. I babysat my granddaughter for a couple of hours on Sunday
that
morning.
That is a marathon.
But you know what? I found out my little 1.5-year-old granddaughter loves Mr. Potato Head. And so we had two bags of Mr. Potato Head. I opened one bag and we played for a long, like 45 minutes just with this one bag of stuff.
Yeah.
And then when I showed her, I had a second bag. She doesn't really talk much yet, but a little bit. When I showed her I had a second bag, I said, should I open this?
Did she lunge for it?
She did, and she went, go, 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 go. She said go like 10 times in a row. I was like, all right. She wants the second bag of Potato Head. So.
How cute.
Yeah,
how
we cute. We had one Potato Head that had like four sets of eyes. And, you know,
did you put them all in one
arms,
potato?
Arms coming out where the ear is supposed to be and stuff, but it didn't matter.
It's creativity. Fun. It's art.
That's right. Art, exactly.
It's art.
Like Humpty Dumpty, right?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
It was fun, yeah.
Good.
And I know you've been enjoying little grandma time, too.
Oh, I can't wait. I have a second grandbaby due in August.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Our only grandchild will be 2 in July, and then her baby brother arrives a month later. So.
And where do they live?
Albuquerque.
Okay. So you have to go. I found something out about Albuquerque. Yeah. I didn't realize it was so high in elevation.
It is.
I assumed it was like Phoenix and super, super hot. But no, Albuquerque's actually way up there. Like
It's high desert, basically.
7,000 feet or something, isn't it?
We go walking with them. Yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah.
But then they moved there from Leadville, Colorado, which is, I think, 10,000 feet.
They actually went down.
Yes, exactly. So it's no big deal for them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. So we were talking about the uniqueness of races. You have a unique one coming up this week.
This Friday.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is called the Fire Hose Frenzy. And it's Friday night, and it starts and ends in Desert Color.
Right. That's with the Big Lagoon
and all that.
So, yeah,
right?
Okay.
And it's at 9 o'clock at night.
Really? A night race?
Night race, which is really fun. Everybody always wears...
Most runners are morning people.
You bet.
So it would be a challenge.
People wear day glow stuff and, you know, the day glow rings and necklaces and stuff, which is really fun. And the cool part, literally cool part, is that our fire department comes out in mass, and they bring lots of fire trucks, and they hose you down as you're going by.
Okay.
So even though it's going to be 106 on Friday, you can still stay semi-cool.
By 9 o'clock, it'll probably be down into the high 90s.
High 90s, yeah. Brisk. And then the fun part is at 10:05, when everybody's finished with the race and the awards, everybody dives into the lagoon at Desert Color, and I'm going to lead a water aerobics class.
Nice.
For two songs.
Normally, you cannot get into the lagoon unless you are a resident mm-hmm. there.
It's really a fun
Desert
place.
Desert Color. So they're going to open it up to all racers?
Yeah, they do it every year. It's really fun.
Very cool.
So I'm looking forward to that. I will not be racing this year because I don't want anybody to be having to smell me while I'm teaching the classes. But anyway, it'll be super fun. And so that's available still. There's still space available. You can go on to sgcity.org and look up Fire Hose Frenzy. And
Fire Hose Frenzy 5K.
5K. Yeah, that's, it's only
there's
5K.
There's some alliteration there, too. Fire Hose Frenzy 5K. Friday night, 9 o'clock. Go to sgcity.org?
Sgcity.org. Or just Google Fire Hose Frenzy St. George. And, you know, you can certainly walk it. You don't have to run it. It's only a 5K, 3.1 miles. And it's kind of a cool way to see Desert Color if you haven't been out there and seen all the new construction and what a beautiful development it is.
My son actually works out there selling homes out in the Desert Color neighborhood out there. So
it's beautiful.
Loves it, yeah. Just loves it out there. And he doesn't really have to sell homes. They sell themselves a lot
Pretty much.
How amazing it is out there. So.
Yeah.
Very cool. Fire Hose Frenzy Friday night. And, you get to get hosed down. If you say, I got hosed. Well, this is a good kind of hosed, yeah. Although I hope they don't turn them on full blast.
When I've done the race in the past, I just kind of said, yeah, that's okay. And I kind of go around the hose because that's pretty powerful stuff if you wanted full blast. But they're pretty, you know, careful about how they do that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not going to hurt anybody.
You can opt out of the water if you prefer.
Very cool. All right. I know also the city has some plans for the 4th of July.
Oh, 1 month from today.
And I was telling you off air, I'm like, 4th of July, that's 4 weeks away.
4 weeks, yeah. We're having actually one of our final planning meetings today with the city for all the events, yeah. So that's the whole day of usual festivities and craziness that the city does, starting at, I believe, 6:30 in the morning with the Uncle Sam 4K. It's a 4K race.
A 4K?
Yeah.
You don't hear that very often.
No, you don't. So it's, you know, on our 4th of July. So it's about 2.5 miles or so around downtown and back. And then once that's over with, then the parade gets underway around 8 o'clock. And I'll be waving on the...
Oh, yeah? You'll have the dress on and be really fancy Miss Universe stuff going?
I'll be on the Huntsman World Senior Games float.
Oh, nice.
Which is actually a truck with a trailer, and I'll be waving on that.
All right, but you're going to be dressed in a gown, right? Or are you going to be in your Summer Games garb?
I have a shorter, sparkly outfit to wear and the crown, yes.
Even at 8 o'clock in the morning, or 9 o'clock,
it's pretty warm. It's pretty warm, yeah. And then I come back madly and jump off the float and go finish decorating the stage for the Star Search talent show, which starts at 10:30.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
And Andy, because I'm on the air now and you can't really say no, I'd like to extend an invitation to you to be one of our judges this year.
I would love to be one of the judges.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
That'd be awesome. You'll be joining your friend Kelly Campbell, who works for the city also.
Yeah.
You guys used to do magazines together, I think.
We did, yeah. We actually, way back in the 90s, worked at the Spectrum together, the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
That's when I first met Kelly. And everybody calls him Soupy because his last name is Campbell, but I always called him K-Dog.
K-Dog.
That was my nickname for him.
Okay.
I think he likes it, too.
K-Dog. I'll ask him today at the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And we're going to judge. Will there be other judges?
Yes.
How many?
Usually there's five, so in case of, you know, can't have a tie, you have to have at least one more than another.
Sure.
There'll be one of our judges. One of our judges will be from our wonderful, wonderful sponsor, State Bank of Southern Utah.
Okay.
We hope that's Jalen Pearson, who's one of their VPs, and she's terrific. And then we'll have probably one person from the entertainment arena and community, and probably somebody from city government, typically the mayor or somebody from city council. So we're getting that invitation out right now.
Okay, let's get Eric Dodge and I don't know, Michelle Tanner involved, maybe.
Okay. One of those.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We're just speculating.
Okay. Yeah, so, and then Another thing that I'm going to put you on the spot, maybe.
I'm not going to accept this on the air because I don't want to make the commitment, but I will think about
but
it.
But there's an invitation to be extended.
Okay.
I think when I was on the show back in January, we were talking about things, bucket list type things, and you said at some point before some sort of athletic event, you'd like to be the person who sings a national anthem.
Yes.
And I thought, well, this is some sort of...
Marianne is calling me on this one.
I'm calling you on this one, Andy, yes. So, and to maybe sweeten the deal, you could sing it with Kelly Campbell, because Kelly sings the national anthem quite a bit before.
You know what would be cool is if he sang it and I lip-synced. A little Milli Vanilli style, right?
No. That's not how it works.
No.
It is a talent show, Andy.
You know, most of the stars, when they sing the national anthem, they actually lip-sync to their own, like they pre-record it, and then they lip-sync to their own. Like the famous Whitney Houston one, Super Bowl, and Faith Hill and some of those. They actually recorded it earlier, and all they're doing is lip-syncing to their own.
I mean, that makes sense with the acoustics in an outdoor arena or something. Mm-hmm. The production probably wouldn't be as good, but you'll just be on a stage in Town Square on the main stage. So you can think about it. I'm not going to ask for a commitment right now.
A definite maybe.
Okay, that'd be really, really fun.
But I will judge for you for sure.
Okay, that'd be great. And it's fun. We have three different categories, 10 and under, 11 to 17, and then 18 plus. And we have auditions this month on the 20th at the Rec Center at 6 p.m. And then we'll identify five finalists in each category. And those will be the people that will be on the stage. And your act has to be 4 minutes or less.
And do I get a big red X or anything, or a golden buzzer or any of that, like on America's
buzzer,
Got Talent?
No. This is kind of low rent, Andy.
Okay.
If you can convince the city to, put those pieces of equipment on, that'd be great.
Do you remember, we were talking about this the other day, Chuck Barris and the Gong Show. Remember that? Yeah. And I was telling Stockton about that. I said, they used to have this, maybe I was telling my wife. Anyway, I was telling somebody, they used to have, and if they didn't like the act, the judge could get up and grab the little mallet or whatever and hit the gong. And if you got gonged, you're out.
You're out of there.
So that was before the red X, the buzzer or whatever. But Chuck Barris' birthday was yesterday. So I thought about that.
Okay. So. Is he still alive?
No, he's passed away.
But, okay. It was a just insane show. It was sort of, the precursor to Jerry Springer or something.
It kind of was,
without the fist fights,
J.P. Morgan, not the rich J.P. Morgan, but the movie's actress, J.P. Morgan, was one of the judges, usually.
Right.
So, it's going to be a lot of fun. So tell us about this show. What time does it start? If I just want to go as a fan and watch it.
It starts at 10:30, and it'll be done by 12.
Okay.
And it's under a huge tent that's put up adjacent to the stage in Town Square.
Right,
where downtown. Where the stairs are that go down from the restroom area. There's the big, you can't miss it, big stage. And it has a big State Bank of Southern Utah banner that'll be, perched there. And then lots of chairs, and bring your family, bring your friends, come out and see some really, really fun entertainment. I was musing earlier that it's not always professional, which is okay. It's kind of fun. There's a lot of kids that are up on the stage for the first time.
Well, that's why I was asking about a buzzer. Can I buzz? But you're not going to want to buzz a 7-year-old kid. That would not be cool.
But we've had incredible professional singers. We've had gymnasts and jugglers and magicians and people that do dramatic recitations. There's always
so the categories are age group categories,
age group
not
categories.
Type of entertainment.
They can do whatever.
So it could be maybe someone doing a mannequin.
Yeah.
Versus someone who's singing a song.
Exactly. Mm. We typically have quite a few vocalists, which is understandable.
Yeah.
And then certainly because St. George is such a mecca for dance schools, we have lots of dancers as well.
Okay. Do you dance, by the way? Are you a dancer?
At home, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love to dance. I really do. Not very good. There's a young man who's on the spectrum, and he and his mom come every year, and they do some sort of a salute to veterans, which is always really, really poignant and beautiful and wonderful. So, it's just all kinds of folks, and it's really, really, really fun. And it's exciting to see people stretching themselves, doing something they hadn't done before.
I cannot believe 4th of July is a month away.
I know. Well, it feels like it already outside.
It is hot. That's true.
Yeah.
But it seemed like we were in, baseball playoffs in spring and kind of pretty wet. And then boom, it was summer.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. I don't know what happened.
Spring was about an hour and a half, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It happened on a Thursday morning.
at 2 p.m. I was in up in the mountains last week at Duck Creek for several days.
Oh, I love Duck Creek.
So beautiful. And it was, 34 in the morning and 72 in the afternoon.
Nice.
We got back, it was 96.
I was in up in Salt Lake visiting grandkids last weekend. It was still pretty warm there, too. We sat outside for a while under my son's patio, but after about an hour, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like, let's move inside. Yeah, it's starting to get hot.
I can always tell the water in our pool starts heating up now.
Yeah.
It's comfortable for me now. I mean, Doug's been going in for probably 2 months, and I'm like, no, I have to wait a while. But now
you don't like the cold, huh?
Not so much.
Yeah,
not
that's
so
how much. My wife is. In fact, last night I jumped in the water, and I'm like, it's perfect. And my wife's like, that's freezing.
Once you get in and start moving, it's okay.
Yeah, true. We're talking with Marianne Hamilton, former Miss Senior Universe, also the chairperson now of the Miss Senior Universe pageant.
Yes, executive director.
Executive director of that. She's also, I guess, so are you in charge of the Star Search show?
I have been putting it on for about the last 5 years.
Nice.
And then I also will be the MC, as always, which is kind of fun.
Now, what if, Marianne, someone had a talent and they still wanted to, is it too late for them to get in?
No, not at all.
No?
They can show up that night, or ideally please go on to the City of St. George website and look for Star Search Talent Show and register online. There's actually a big $5 registration fee.
$5.
We find that if people have a little bit of skin in the game, they're more apt to show up as opposed to just like not showing up the morning of the show or for auditions. So this way it's kind of a guarantee that they'll show up, and those monies go in to help put on, make trophies and that kind of thing. And
will the winner get there a cash prize or just a trophy, or how does that work?
All of the above. Thanks to State Bank of Southern Utah, the winner in each category gets $100, the second place gets $50, and the third place gets $25.
Okay.
Plus a trophy and some other, fun stuff, tchotchkes and a goodie bag.
Is there a next level? Do they win? Did they then qualify for some other thing after beyond that? Or?
Well, unless there's another talent show in St. George, I'll just have to come back next year. But yeah.
Maybe the All-Star, Star Search All-Stars.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That's a fall thing we could do, or Christmas time or something.
Oh, yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, we can make it happen. You're going to be a judge. You're going to be singing the national anthem.
Well, I don't know about that, but I will be a judge for sure.
Okay, well, that's good. And you can bring your beautiful bride as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I don't go anywhere without her.
I would think so. Yeah.
So.
Good.
All right, coming up. I can't believe 4th of July is a month away.
Well, and what's also weird is that the marathon is coming up in October.
Right.
The half marathon's already sold out.
Really?
It's not until October 5th, and there's like no spots left.
Are you doing it?
I am doing the half marathon,
okay.
Yeah.
It's only 13 miles. What's the big deal?
13.1, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the marathon is almost sold out as well. So that's just crazy.
Yeah.
And senior games start the following Monday on October 7th. They've already had over 7,000 registrations.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And then the PGA is coming in October.
That's right. Black Desert.
Yeah.
I know they do a big pickleball tournament right around the senior games, too. I don't know if it's right before or right after, so that people that are participating in the pickleball portion of summer games or senior games can also participate in the pickleball tournament.
Excellent.
So they try to get, folks are coming to town. They're like, well, let's do a tournament too.
Yeah.
So
lodging is going to be at a premium. If anybody has, any of your listeners have rooms to rent out,
you can stay at Marianne.
Or they can make some extra cash this fall.
That's true.
Just renting out their rooms.
So, but I think we don't know what's coming with this Black Desert thing, but I think it's going to be bigger than we all realize.
Oh, I think so.
Someone told me it's the third biggest sporting event ever to happen in the state of Utah after the Olympic and the NBA Finals, when the Jazz were in the finals against the Bulls. Other than those two, this is going to be the biggest, and it's happening in St. George on its own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
I would imagine that we had dinner last night at Canyon Breeze at Red Mountain. I would imagine that a majority of the high rollers, golfers, will be staying there.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that there's that much lodging completed yet at Black Desert. Maybe by October there will
be. They're working on it, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if we're going to have enough parking for all the private jets at our airport.
Well, they'll have to park in Vegas and get shuttled up here.
Mm, they'd take a limo up.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
They wouldn't take a shuttle.
Please.
So, Marianne has for us a list that we're going to get to right after we take a weather break. And the weather break's not going to be real thrilling. It's going to be, oh, by the way, it's going to be hot, then hotter and then hotter.
And then really, really hot by Thursday. Yeah.
But we are going to talk about, and this list is fascinating, and we'll get into it a little bit more in just a couple of minutes, Marianne. But the number that comes up on the list is 100.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, 100, 100 what? Well, 100 degrees. Yeah, we're going to get 100 degrees today. Yeah. But no, it's not about that. It's about living to 100. Now, I actually asked someone about this. I said, wouldn't that be cool to live to 100? And they're like, oh, I don't think I want to live that long.
I don't think so.
But if you're in pretty good shape, my dad's 89.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's doing pretty good.
He's still got
his wits about him, and he's physically all right.
That's the whole thing. I mean, it's that, which one could you not live with? It's like if your body is really, really healthy, but your mind's gone, people have to take care of you, that's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Or if your mind is really, really alert and your body is falling apart, I think that'd be even more tragic, and you can't live the life that you'd like to live.
My mom has passed away. She died in 2020, but that was one of her fears, is that her mind would go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she still have her body, but her mind would go. And sadly for us, maybe not for her, but sadly, her body went first, and not her mind. She was pretty, very, very sharp right up to the very end. But, and like I said, I'm so happy that my dad at 89, he's still got both. He's still physically active, and he's still got his wits about him.
Well, he's swimming, and that's so important. That's part of the list that we're going to talk about.
Three times a week, In fact, he even came over on, we had a big family party last week, and he came over and swam in our pool for a while. We shot hoops on the little basketball hoop in the pool.
So wow. Go dad.
Yeah. He was even showing me a little old school hook shot and everything. A little Kareem Abdul-Jabbar old school hook shot. All right. We're going to take a weather break. When we come back, we'll get to that list. Why? Well, would you want to live to be 100 years old? And if you do, like Marianne said, you want to have your wits about you, but you also want to have some physical left
when
you're
100
years old. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk leader.
Welcome back. I had Kobe Jenkins on earlier this morning. I'm going to play that audio on tomorrow's program. Celeste Malloy will also be on tomorrow morning. Two congressional candidates are running for the Republican Party nomination to the general election, but they got to narrow those two down. We got to pick one first. Tomorrow on the show, Dr. David Blodgett will be here, and we'll talk health and especially taking care of yourself in this heat. Yeah, that's a subject of concern for our public health officer. So we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. On Thursday on the program, Michelle Randall, mayor of St. George City, will be here as well. And, of course, open line Friday. Right now, I have Marianne Hamilton on the show. She's former Miss Senior Universe and a health buff. And she says she's having a bad hair day, but I wouldn't know because she got a hat on. That's the point, right?
That's the point, yes. Yeah.
So, and today we're going to talk a little bit about Marianne's composer list for us. She knows I love lists. 10 things you can do to live longer. And then you added on the end there, even to 100. Okay. Again, I'm going to pose a question before we get into the list. Why would I want to live to 100? I mean, a lot of people are like, you give me the 80, I'm good. You know, that last 20 years could be kind of torturous unless.
I mean, both of my parents passed at 63.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my oldest brother.
So you passed them up big time already.
I have, yeah. My oldest brother was gone at 49.
Whoa.
My oldest brother now, remaining brother, is 82, and he has really severe dementia. So, yeah, it's just kind of, I feel like every day's a gift, but I'm not really sure if my, the deck's stacked against me, so I'm trying to do as much as I can to offset those
odds. Sounds like you're doing great.
Trying. Yeah. But, I don't want to be that person that people have to take care of me. I want to be able to be independent for as long as possible.
Well, and I hate to say it like this, but it's a little bit of a crapshoot, because you don't know when dementia or whatever. I have, for instance, my father, 89.
Mm-hmm.
Strong mentally, strong physically, but my father-in-law is 85 and he's suffering from dementia and really, really struggling right now. And physically too, he can't move like he used to. And he's the guy that worked out almost every day of his life too. And it's a crapshoot.
Then maybe I'll just take this list and go home.
But with that crapshoot, there are things you can do, right?
Yes.
To help yourself, maybe tilt the odds in your favor, right?
Yeah. The thing that I thought was most fascinating was the first one, and a lot of these are going to make obvious sense, like, duh, you know, move more. But the first one is protect your DNA. Protect your DNA. Believe it or not, as we age, the ends of our chromosomes get shorter.
Really?
Yes, which makes us more susceptible to illness for some reason.
I did not know
that. I'm not a medical person, but this is apparently what the research shows. But you can make, you know, lifestyle changes to boost an enzyme that makes those chromosomes longer, amazingly enough.
Hmm.
Mostly the thing is that healthy habits that are going to slow aging include the Mediterranean diet. That's the most important thing you can do because it's rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, olive oil, and fish. Those are the best things you can possibly put into your body to feed that machine. It's a really, really wonderful way to live. It can make a serious dent in your chance of getting what's called metabolic syndrome, which is sort of a mix of obesity, high blood sugar, high blood pressure, and everything else that makes you likely to, you know, have a heart attack or diabetes. So think about the Mediterranean diet. It's actually been shown to have a 23% decrease in overall mortality risk among American women, which is pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that's very popular among American women, mm-hmm. men too, but mostly women, is the weight loss drugs, Wegovy and Ozempic.
Yeah.
Dr. Blodgett, we've talked about this before with Dr. Blodgett. He said the problem right now is we don't have any long-term studies on these because they're new.
Right.
And we don't know if maybe long-term it causes colon cancer or we just don't know at this point. But my contention is this, isn't being maybe not obese better than, maybe it's going to give me cancer in 10 years, but if I'm obese and have heart disease is the number one killer in America.
Right.
Isn't it better then that I would lose that weight and be healthier than the risks? It's close.
It is. Pick your poison. You know, do you want to die sooner now of a heart attack or in 10 years of a horrible case of colon cancer or something because nothing is moving through your system the way it's supposed to, the way nature intended.
And we're not saying that is going to happen. We don't know yet, but they're saying it's a possibility.
I was also really alarmed this morning. I was reading a news story about the preponderance of fake Ozempic now being circulated.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So people are buying this stuff and they're paying, you know, a ton of money for it. And it's completely, you know, false stuff being fabricated. And it has, you know, fake serial numbers and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, boy, they're really going.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
so you don't know what you're getting. And the problem is that if you're taking the drugs, and I'm not saying that, you know, it's a bad thing to do it, but maybe I am. But I think, you know, if you're doing that and not addressing the underlying issues of why you're eating yourself into that, you know, state, then it's just, you know, if you don't have access to those drugs for some reason, all of a sudden the same thing is going to happen again. You will quite likely balloon up again and then maybe possibly gain more.
Some people have said that if you go off it, you actually are going to gain more faster than you ever would have otherwise. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like you said, if you don't have access to it, you run out of money, whatever the case might be. It could be. But having said all that, at least for now, if you can't afford it, It seems like maybe it's a good way for someone who is really struggling with their, maybe you're pre-diabetic, maybe you're diabetic, or morbidly obese. Maybe that's better than the alternative.
I'm not a doctor, and I think that there are certainly many, many instances where that's warranted, and that's great. And if it works for people, that's terrific. I just worry, like we talked about, you know, the long-term impact.
And you're one that has struggled. You had your own bout with cancer.
Sure.
And so you know that that's not something you mess around with.
No. And I also have had my struggles with weight as well. You know, too much and too little. And, you know, finally in my senior years, I've kind of, you know, found the right path in between. But
sweet spot.
It's a scary thing. It's a challenge for sure.
Okay. All right. Protect your DNA. I never really thought about it that way.
It makes you less susceptible to illness. Good thing is to make friends. Another reason to be grateful for your friends. If you have friends who live a healthy lifestyle, you may be more inclined to do the same thing. Likewise, if you have friends who smoke or overeat, you might be, you know, susceptible to doing that. But, you know, if you choose your friends wisely, your friends' habits can rub off on you, which is pretty cool.
And the other thing, too, with friends is the loneliness factor. Mm-hmm. There are so many people, especially if you've lost a spouse and you're not living with a spouse anymore.
Yeah.
Loneliness, they're showing now, all these new studies are out, that loneliness really does affect your health, not Absolutely. Just your mental health, but your physical health.
Absolutely. The stress level, the blood pressure, all those kinds of things.
Plus, it can plunge you into depression,
yes.
and, you know, and then you're susceptible to all kinds of other problems. So, yeah, friends is a big one. That's a really big one. And you know, if you can find a form of exercise mm-hmm. or some kind of activity where you make friends, even if it's, you know, bridge night or... you know, you're playing, what is it, bunco or whatever they like to play, or pickleball or whatever
foot,
it is.
Whatever it is.
Just something to get you out and laughing and socializing and being with people that mm-hmm. you can be friends with.
I mean, all of the places, Brio, Ovation, and Legacy, all those places have, you know, really, really full social calendars, because that's what keeps people healthy is getting outside of yourself and interacting with other human beings. It's really, really important.
Would you, I'm curious about this, if you have lost a spouse,
mm-hmm.
Would you recommend finding another significant other? I mean, everyone's different, but is that something that's important, do you think? Or?
Well, actually, that's one of the things that's number four on this list.
Okay.
We're going to skip number three, but we'll get right to number four if you'd like. And I think this is something that you're really a champion of getting hitched. You know, married people tend to outlive their single friends. Now, I don't think that means it's a reason to become manic about, you know, I've got to go find somebody to get married, you know.
Right.
And that's also, I think, really creepy when you meet somebody like that who's mm-hmm. so desperate to connect that quickly and you know, propose and get married. But, you know, the long-term relationships have, you know, social and economic support for each person. And, you know, a current union offers the greatest benefit. People who are divorced or widowed have lower death rates than those who've never tied the knot, actually,
wow.
which is amazing. So,
that is amazing.
Yeah, so...
I wonder if there's a study out there that people that sleep in the same bed together mm-hmm. versus people that sleep in separate beds. You know, remember the old TV shows? They always...
Dick Van Dyke,
a married couple had
yes,
to sleep in
yes,
a separate bed
yes.
and everything. And I wonder if somebody's ever done a study on just having another person you love, mm-hmm. presumably in that bed next to you, if that makes a difference or not. It seems like it would.
It seemed like it would, yes. Just that human touch. We all need that really, really desperately.
Yeah.
And there's also something to be said for if your partner snores or has, you know... jerks around at nighttime.
Yeah, that's
or
true. You don't want them smacking you in the head in their sleep. That,
yeah.
That wouldn't
be good.
You can
always canoodle for social occasions when need be. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
In one bed.
All right, let's take a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick up that number three that we missed.
Okay.
And we'll finish the list of ways to help you live longer, maybe even to 100 right after this.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy. Thanks for tuning in today. We've got the Marianne Hamilton on today, and I just got a text, so I'm going to read the text real quick for us. From Jan said, one opinion, medications are drugs. Drugs are toxic. Medications for weight loss will not make anyone healthier. Eat right, eat less, get off our butts. It's a simple formula. I don't disagree with her at all. We have become an obese nation. Obesity affects the brain. We are condemning our children to the same fate. The only thing I would say is, contrary to that a little bit, Jan, is if they can't or haven't been able to lose weight any other way, isn't this better than not losing weight at all?
Possibly.
Something to think about, anyway. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying, is it? I don't know.
It's a philosophical dilemma.
Yeah.
I think.
It is.
And some people can't move, too, which is hard, so that...
Well, and yeah, absolutely. And there's, you know, there's the genetic factors. And,
yeah.
You know, you're genetically predisposed to be overweight, a lot of people, and that's, you know, you can complain about the cards you were dealt if you want, or mm-hmm. you can try to do something
right.
about it.
Right.
That's the way life is. All right, let's go back to our list of ways to live longer.
Okay.
Maybe even... To 100. All right. Well, we missed number three. What was three?
Number three. This is a really important one. Embrace the art of the nap. You know, siestas are really, really like standard, you know, process in a lot of parts of the world. And there's a reason
they
for
really
that.
They really are. Yeah.
You know, research shows that people who had a regular snooze were 37% less likely to die from heart disease than those who, you know, who don't do that. Researchers think that maybe naps just help you keep your stress level down. So that's a really, really important thing. And, you know, they believe that scientific evidence shows that napping is going to help you live longer. So, hey, 3 o'clock, if you can take, you know, a 10-minute power nap, that's really, really, really helpful.
My daughter was in Chile as a missionary, mm-hmm. and they knew at from like noon to 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. you just didn't knock on people's doors because right. the entire country basically was taking a nap from yep. noon to two every day. And it wasn't so much, oh, I can't believe it. It was, that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. You don't like it. That's your problem, not theirs.
When you go to Europe, so. I mean, if you want to go shopping at that time, you're pretty much out of luck because the stores are closed because wow. people are expected to be inside, you know, with the doors closed and the windows closed. Also, you have your main meal in the lunchtime. So you're kind
that's
of
right.
like, anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, we got about 8 minutes left, okay. so let's get moving.
Next one,
I think
is,
so. Four was the one we already talked
right.
about, right?
Okay, so number five is keep moving.
Okay,
keep moving. Okay, evidence is really, really clear. People who exercise live longer. Period. End of sentence. Than those who don't.
One important. We talked about this last week on my show. Don't beat yourself up, right? Mm-hmm. If keep moving means walking around the pool for 5 minutes
exactly.
or 10 minutes,
exactly.
Do that. At least do that. You know, just keep. If keep moving means, okay, you don't like to walk around the block, but you don't mind walking around Costco. Well, mm-hmm. you're still walking. That's
walk
a good
around,
thing.
Walk around the mall, or
just don't buy too many of those muffins.
That's
while
right. Yeah. Don't go into Barnes & Noble afterwards with our yummy stuff. you know, take a yoga class, do some gardening, take a dance class. Just do something that. Puts, you know, I got my walk with the doc clock or watch slash nice. Pedometer, which is kind of cool. And I realized that if I do a 10K, that's about 11,400 steps,
wow.
which is pretty fun.
Nice.
Yeah, and I actually bought it to see how many steps I take when I'm teaching a water aerobics class, and that's about 3,000 to 4,000, which is
nice. We don't have a ton of time, but yeah. How much stock do you put in step counting? Because I know that is very popular right now.
Yeah. I think all the research shows that if you can get anywhere from 6,000 to 8,000 a day, that's pretty much what you need. So the 10,000 thing is, that was a marketing play years ago from a guy that built pedometers. Anyway, so keep moving. Yeah, it's going to lower your chances of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and some forms of cancer, and definitely depression for sure. You know, about 2.5 hours of moderate exercise per week altogether.
That's it. That's all it takes.
That's it. Yep. Really important thing, forgiveness.
Ooh,
yeah, letting go.
That was we talked about that last week.
Yeah, really, really.
Not just forgiving others, but forgiving yourself.
Forgiving yourself, right.
You screw up, right?
Yep. Chronic anger is linked to heart disease, stroke.
Wow.
Poor lung health and other problems.
Isn't it funny, Marianne? 20 years ago, 40 years ago, certainly when we were younger, forgiveness didn't have anything to do with physical health. It had nothing to do with living.
Well,
it had nothing to do with any of that.
You know, doctors and the whole medical profession thought that the mind and the body were two completely different things, and they were sort of suspicious of each other, I think, in some level, you know.
Yeah,
that was psychiatrist.
Yeah.
But it's so important. We know that, you know, your mental outlook is so important in how your body responds and your level of stress and anxiety and your production of cortisol, that stress hormone. Very, very important. Okay, so let go. We talked about this last month. Use safety gear. Hello. Accidents are the third most common cause of death in the U.S.
Now, what do you mean by safety gear? Like a helmet when you're riding a bike?
Helmet riding a bike. Seat belts. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. The top cause for people ages 1 to 24 is some sort of accident. Seat belts reduce the chance of death in a car wreck by 50%. Of course, most of us now wear seatbelts because we'll get tickets if we don't. So, and most fatalities from bike accidents are caused by head injuries. So, you know, definitely wear a helmet.
Yeah, it was actually fairly recently. There was a man in a bike wreck, and he would have died, but his helmet saved his life.
Yeah.
He was skinned up, he was beat up, but he was okay as far as, you know, not dying.
As was my husband, yes.
And your husband, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, where are we at on the list?
Okay, we got three left.
Okay. Let me real quick ask you this. Somebody just texted in, said, how do you feel about grounding in quotes? And I'm not sure what that is referring to. Are you?
Becoming grounded, maybe, perhaps.
Grounding.
I don't know.
Yvette, can you explain to us, maybe call or text in what she means by grounding? Because I'm not sure what the question is.
I don't know. If you're grounded, you're more likely to be calm and maybe have less stress in your life. I don't know.
Could be. We'll wait for Yvette to let us know.
Okay.
Let's continue on this because we got about 4 minutes left.
Right, you got it. This one is actually part of the nap thing. It's actually make sleep a priority. Even if you can't nap in the afternoon, make sure you try and get at least 7 hours of sleep at nighttime.
That is something that has changed in my life. I used to, really 5 years ago when I started the show, Marianne, I would do the show at 5 a.m. I'd come in here at 4:30, 5 a.m., but I wouldn't go to bed till 11 or 12.
Yikes.
And I I did that for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and I'm like, ah, no big deal. What's the big deal? And then I got talking with Dr. Blodge. Thank goodness for Dr. Blodge, and he said, you know, you really need to get at least seven at your age. You need to get at least 7 hours of sleep. And I thought, nah, what does he know? He's only the, you know, Johns Hopkins educated public health of it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I was really hammered midday.
And you can't make decisions properly.
Right.
Or think clearly or any of those things.
So now I've started to go to bed, and my goal every night is at 10, because my alarm goes off at 5, is to get to bed by 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And get my 7 hours.
Good for you. Good for you. We should all do that.
And
make sleep a priority for sure. And then manage stress. You'll never completely avoid it, of course, but you know, you can learn ways to control it. Yoga, meditation, deep breathing, even a few minutes a day can make a difference in managing your stress. And the final one is, you know, keeping a sense of purpose. It's really, really important to have a feeling like something that matters in your life, whether it's your hobby or an activity or something. Actually, researchers in Japan found that men with a strong sense of purpose were less likely to die from stroke, heart disease, or other causes over a 13-year period than those who didn't have a sense of purpose. And then basically being clear about what you're doing can also lower your chances of getting Alzheimer's disease, which is really important.
Nice.
Did Yvette get back to us?
She did. I'm going to get to that in a second. I will say this. Christy Pike was on from the Children's Justice Center, and a sense of purpose. She said, the kids that recovered the quickest from some horrific thing that happened to them are the ones that have some kind of purpose. And she said, it doesn't even have to be this amazing purpose. My little league baseball team needs me, or my dance company needs me to perform. We got a performance coming. Little things like that actually help the kids to recover from horrific events more quickly and better, just because they had a sense of purpose.
Yes, so important.
All right, grounding, the health benefits of grounding, reducing, and grounding that she's referring to is walking on grass or sand. So we talked about getting involved in dirt a little bit, It improves mood, improves sleep, reduces pain, reduces stress, improves wound healing, improves immunity, reduces inflammation, and reduces jet lag. Grounding or earthing.
Okay.
I like that.
Thanks, Yvette.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, how do we feel? It seems kind of good. Although, if you have neuropathy like I do, I'm not supposed to go barefoot, like, ever. Mm. Except for if I'm, in the pool, they want me to put on the pool shoes,
yeah. Which is better for your feet anyway, because your feet can get roughed up on that concrete.
It's true. It's reality. It's life, so.
We adapt, right?
Marianne, I appreciate your list today, and honestly, you know, I joke, why would I want to live to be 100? Well, you know what? I'm 58. I don't want to die in 10 years or 5 or 15 or whatever. It would be kind of cool to be around, as long as maybe if I follow your advice here on this list and go, okay, living to be 100 is pretty good if I can still do stuff.
These are all things that are doable. They're not anything that's, you know, beyond anybody's capability. You don't have to go out and run a marathon, but you can take a walk around the block.
Or a half marathon like somebody's going to do.
Hopefully.
She's Marianne Hamilton. Marianne, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Andy.
Forward to a month from today.
Yes.
The Star Search show. I'm going to be a judge. I am maybe or maybe not going to sing that day the national anthem, but Kelly Campbell and I will be on there.
Fantastic.
Checking out. And again, the age categories are, was it 10 and under?
10 and under. 11 to 17 and 18 plus.
Okay.
And 10:30 on July 4th in Town Square. On the big main stage, can't miss it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
There'll be
a parade and all kinds of stuff on the 4th of July. And it's only, crazy folks, it's only one month away.
1 month from today.
Marianne, thanks again for your
Thanks, Andy. Always a blast.
Dr. Blodgett on tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.